As any Northwest hiker will tell you, Washington's Olympic Peninsula is a favorite outdoor destination. It's crisscrossed by wild rivers and dotted with snowy peaks that can be seen throughout Puget Sound. It's also one of the quietest, most remote places in the United States, but that is changing. The Navy is ramping up troops and training in the Northwest, and the Olympic Peninsula is the epicenter of those activities. Ashley Ahern brings us the next installment in our EarthFix series on the military's relationship with the environment in the Pacific Northwest.
You need help, Grandma? Yeah,
Maggie Cifuentes is having a great week. She's been rafting on the Ho River. She's learned about native plants and navigation and science. But today, she and the other campers are getting a special lesson.
So you take this and unravel your Ho's little magic string.
Maggie's grandmother, Mary Kay Letka, is an elder of the Ho tribe. She's here to teach the next generation of her tribe how to make traditional headbands from cedar tree bark, harvested from the forests of the Olympic Peninsula. Maggie was telling me more about camp when we heard a loud noise overhead.
The rafting was really cool. That last waterfall,
Can I interrupt you for a minute? Do you hear that?
Yeah.
In the sky?
Yeah.
Do you hear those a lot out here?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, most of the time, especially when I'm at my house. They fly around a lot around here, and it's getting pretty annoying.
I should note here that we didn't adjust the volume on that jet you're hearing. It's most likely a growler. The Navy has been using these jets since 2008 and plans to increase training flights over the Olympic Peninsula.
How does that make you feel, having this thing going on while you're trying to learn from your grandma?
Well, it feels disrespectful to my grandma. And disrespectful to my parents and everybody who wants to teach us.
There are a lot of people out here who are upset about the Navy's jets, including Maggie's grandmother, Mary.
I don't think they should be testing here where people live. And we do live here. That's a thing. It's, to them, it's a remote area. To us, we live here. And it needs to stop.
Noise complaints have also come in from communities around Whidbey Island and the San Juans. The Navy says these jets provide critical support to on-the-ground missions. The growlers disrupt enemy radar and signals so they can't track the movement of U.S. troops, planes, or missiles. Captain Scott Farr is in charge of all the growlers in the U.S. Navy's fleet, which are based at the Naval Base here on Whidbey Island.
We are able to provide sanctuary and a level of safety for our troops for whatever that they're going out there to do on behalf of the nation.
So, why fly over remote stretches of the Olympic Peninsula with these jets? Three words: electromagnetic warfare training. First, Navy trucks drive out into the forest equipped with electromagnetic signals that the growler jets then try to detect from the air, sort of like a giant game of hide-and-seek. The trucks simulate cell towers and other communications behind enemy lines that the Navy wants to scramble.
It's a critical warfighting capability. Everyone is dependent upon the electromagnetic spectrum as an operational environment, and we disrupt that.
Washington State denied the Navy access to its forest lands on the peninsula for testing, so the Navy went to the feds and got permits to train in Olympic National Forest. It was also recently granted permits to conduct sonar testing and detonate bombs along the northwest coast that could disturb or harm thousands of marine mammals, even within the Olympic Coast National Marine Sanctuary. The Navy has had a presence in the Northwest since before World War II. In the past decade, that presence has grown as bases elsewhere have closed. Tim Loewenberg is a retired two-star general who commanded Washington's Army and Air National Guard forces. He says boosting training and troops here is a strategic move as the U.S. tries to protect its interests throughout the Pacific Rim.
I think we have to decide as American population of what kind of trade-offs we can make and need to make for our security. And it's a delicate balance. At some point, we have to recognize that our nation's security is at stake.
But some say so is the environment, and loud growler jets over the Olympic Peninsula will harm the animals that live there. Jesse Barber is a wildlife biologist at Boise State University. He studies how noise affects birds and other animals. And a few years ago, he had a pretty cool idea for an experiment.
We just lashed a bunch of speakers to trees and played back recorded traffic noise. And that's how we made the Phantom Road.
The Phantom Road. Great band name, but bad news for the birds in Barber's study area. He found that when the speakers were playing traffic noise, a third of the birds left the area. And the ones that stayed didn't eat as much. They were spending more time looking over their shoulders for predators because the noise drowned out their ability to listen for predators. Other research has shown that electromagnetic radiation disorients migrating birds. Now, Barber's study wasn't conducted on the Olympic Peninsula, and traffic sounds different from the rumble of a jet. But he says there is enough scientific evidence to raise concerns about the Navy's plan.
We have fairly clear evidence that noise disrupts ecosystems, and that if a place is to be truly protected, the soundscape needs to be a component of that protection. It really cuts to the heart of the issue of, do policymakers use science to make decisions? And I'm unconvinced that they do.
Barber says there may be ways for the Navy to limit how much damage its jets cause on the Olympic Peninsula by flying at certain times of the day or at higher altitudes.
But I mean, in terms of security versus wildlife, it really comes down to what are our priorities as a nation. And I would argue that our natural resources, our protected areas, are as important as national security. And that is indeed a false dichotomy.
The Navy has been granted the permits it needs from the Forest Service and is now cleared to expand electromagnetic warfare training on the Olympic Peninsula. Growler jets can now fly over the Olympics up to 16 hours per day, 260 days out of the year. The Navy says noise levels will not be harmful to wildlife. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.